Repite, por favor.
Jai,
Jai, Jai, Sri Chaitanya, Jai, Nityananda.
Jai, Jai, Sri Chaitanya, Jai, Nityananda.
Jai, Advaita Chandra, Jai, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So there are various mantras and prayers that we can use to glorify Lord Chaitanya.
Entonces tenemos una serie de mantras y oraciones que podemos usar para glorificar al Señor Chaitanya.
For instance, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Twishe Namaha.
Por ejemplo, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Twishe Namaha.
This prayer explains to us that Lord Chaitanya is the most magnanimous incarnation.
Esto nos dice a nosotros que el Señor Chaitanya es la encarnación más magnánima.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear of so many incarnations of God.
En el Srimad Bhagavatam podemos escuchar sobre tantas encarnaciones de Dios.
The origin of those incarnations is Krishna.
Y el origen de esas encarnaciones es Krishna.
That is one of the most important lessons of the entire Srimad Bhagavatam.
Y esa es una de las lecciones más importantes de todo Srimad Bhagavatam.
But Lord Chaitanya is not actually an incarnation.
Pero el Señor Chaitanya no es en realidad una encarnación.
Because he is actually Krishna.
Porque él es en sí mismo Krishna.
The source of all other incarnations.
La fuente de todas las otras encarnaciones.
Just as we learn from Bhagavad Gita,
tal como nosotros aprendemos del Bhagavad Gita,
that Krishna is in the heart,
que Krishna está en nuestro corazón,
Lord Chaitanya is also in the heart.
El Señor Chaitanya está también en el corazón.
But in terms of trying to explain things,
pero en términos de tratar de explicar las cosas,
we sometimes use the word incarnation.
Nosotros algunas veces usamos la palabra encarnación.
In explaining Lord Chaitanya.
Para explicar al Señor Chaitanya.
So, of all the incarnations.
Entonces, de todas las encarnaciones.
Coming in six different kinds.
Que vienen en seis diferentes formas.
Lord Chaitanya is the most merciful.
El Señor Chaitanya es el más misericordioso.
Why is he considered the most merciful?
Ahora, ¿por qué es que él es considerado el más misericordioso?
That is because, unlike Krishna,
eso es porque a diferencia de Krishna,
when Krishna came 5,000 years ago,
cuando Krishna vino hace 5,000 años atrás,
he commanded that everyone surrender to him.
Él nos ordenó que todos nos rindiéramos a él.
But Lord Chaitanya does not make such demands.
Pero el Señor Chaitanya no nos hace esas exigencias.
Not only does he not ask you to surrender,
no solamente no te pide que te rindas,
but he gives you the result of surrender.
Pero él te da el resultado de la rendición.
The result of surrendering to Krishna,
el resultado de rendirse a Krishna,
ultimately ends in love of God. Known as Krishna Prema. But Lord Chaitanya makes no conditions. He gives it to you whether you want it or not. His goal is to flood the universe with love of God.
Su meta es inundar el universo de amor por Dios.
Krishna's bodily complexion is blackish.
La complexión corporal de Krishna es negruzca.
But although Lord Chaitanya is Krishna,
pero a pesar de que el Señor Chaitanya es Krishna,
he disguises himself,
él se disfraza a sí mismo,
with the color of Srimati Radharani.
Con el color de Srimati Radharani.
Radharani's complexion is molten gold.
El color corporal de Radharani es de oro.
So, Krishna coming as Lord Chaitanya,
entonces, la venida de Krishna como el Señor Chaitanya
hides his blackish complexion,
oculta su complexión negruzca,
and assumes the complexion of Srimati Radharani.
Y asume la complexión de Srimati Radharani.
Radharani is the feminine aspect of God.
Srimati Radharani es el aspecto femenino de Dios.
In the Catholic religion,
en la religión católica,
they say there is one God,
ellos dicen que hay un Dios,
in three persons.
En tres personas.
We say,
y nosotros decimos,
there is one God,
que hay un Dios,
in two persons.
En dos personas.
Divine male,
el divino masculino,
divine female,
y el divino femenino.
And they cannot be separated.
Y ellos no pueden ser separados.
Just like if I light a match or a candle,
tal como si yo prendo un fósforo o una vela,
the candle exhibits two energies.
La vela nos exhibe dos energías.
Those energies exist simultaneously with the flame.
Y esas energías existen simultáneamente con la llama.
Those two energies are heat and light.
Esas dos energías son luz y calor.
Krishna is the flame.
Krishna es la llama.
Radharani is the energy.
Y Radharani es la energía.
They are together.
Ellos están juntos.
Actually, they are one.
Y de hecho, son uno.
But they have separated themselves into two.
Pero ellos se han separado a sí mismos en dos.
Now the question is, why?
Ahora la pregunta es, ¿por qué?
They did that in order to exchange love.
Ellos hicieron eso para poder intercambiar amor.
You cannot have love with yourself.
Usted no puede tener amor consigo mismo.
You need somebody to exchange the love with.
Usted necesita alguien con quien intercambiar el amor.
The exchange of love,
el intercambio de amor,
on the platform of God,
en la plataforma de Dios,
is called Radha Krishna.
Es llamado Radha Krishna.
Radha Krishna is the pure exchange of love.
Radha Krishna sería un intercambio de amor puro.
We actually cannot fully comprehend God's love.
Nosotros en realidad no podemos llegar a entender completamente el amor de Dios.
Because our experience of love,
porque nuestras experiencias del amor,
is incomplete.
Es incompleta.
And there are so many sufferings.
Y hay tanto sufrimiento.
We don't understand what is pure love.
Nosotros no somos capaces de entender lo que es el amor puro.
The closest example that we could have,
y el ejemplo más cercano que podemos tener,
is the love of the mother for her child.
Es el amor de una madre por sus hijos.
That's the closest that we could understand.
Eso es lo más cercano que podemos entender.
The love of Radha and Krishna,
el amor de Radha y Krishna,
never breaks.
Nunca se rompe.
Even they're separated,
incluso aunque ellos estén separados,
their love becomes increased.
Su amor se aumenta.
And there is competition.
Y hay competencia.
Krishna looks at Radha.
Krishna mira a Radha.
He becomes so happy.
Y él se vuelve tan feliz.
His beauty increases.
Y su belleza aumenta.
Radha looks at Krishna.
Y Radha mira a Krishna.
Sees that he has become happy by looking at her.
Ve que él se ha puesto feliz por mirarla a ella.
And she becomes more beautiful.
Y ella se vuelve más hermosa todavía.
In this way, it never ends.
En esta manera, esto nunca termina.
Now,
ahora,
because Radha and Krishna have separated themselves,
y debido a que Radha y Krishna se han separado a sí mismos,
sometimes they want to become one.
Algunas veces ellos quieren volver a convertirse en uno.
When they decide to become one again,
cuando ellos deciden volver a convertirse en uno,
that is Lord Chaitanya.
Eso es el Señor Chaitanya.
Krishna in the mood of Radharani.
Krishna en el humor de Radharani.
Completely trying to understand her position.
Completamente tratando de entender su posición.
Lord Chaitanya comes for external and personal reasons.
El Señor Chaitanya viene por razones externas y personales.
Externally, he comes to give the world love of God.
Externamente, él viene para poder entregarle al mundo amor por Dios.
Externally, he comes to deliver the greatest thing.
Externamente, él viene para entregarnos lo más grande.
The greatest thing.
Y lo más grande
is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Es el Maha Mantra Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya is the perfect acharya.
Entonces, el Señor Chaitanya es el acharya perfecto.
Acharya means one who practices what he preaches.
Acharya quiere decir aquel que practica lo que predica.
Lord Chaitanya personally chanted the Hare Krishna mantra. And distributed it as far as possible.
Y lo distribuyó lo más que pudo.
Now we are here in Santiago.
Ahora estamos aquí en Santiago.
Thousands of miles away from where Lord Chaitanya appeared.
A miles de kilómetros de distancia de donde el Señor Chaitanya apareció.
Lord Chaitanya appeared 500 years ago.
El Señor Chaitanya apareció hace 500 años atrás.
In India.
En India.
And now that chanting that he started,
y ahora, este canto que él comenzó,
is all over the world,
está por todo el mundo.
Even in your beloved Santiago.
Incluso en nuestro amado Santiago.
And we have to continue to spread it.
Y tenemos que, nosotros tenemos que continuar expandir.
And make sure that every town and village is chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Y encargarse de que cada aldea y pueblo esté cantando el Maha Mantra Hare Krishna.
So that was the external reason for Krishna coming as Lord Chaitanya.
Entonces, ese sería el motivo externo de por qué Krishna vino como el Señor Chaitanya.
But he also had personal reasons.
Pero él también tiene razones personales.
Those personal reasons was to understand Radharani.
Esas razones personales tienen relación con entender a Radharani.
Why she enjoys more than him.
Porque ella disfruta más que él.
What does she realize when he's loving her?
¿Qué es lo que ella realiza cuando él está amándola a ella?
And what are the qualities in him that she loves?
¿Cuáles son las cualidades en él que ella ama?
So those are the three personal reasons why Krishna comes as Lord Chaitanya.
Entonces, estas serían las tres razones personales por las cuales Krishna desciende como el Señor Chaitanya.
Now, in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra,
ahora, en el canto del Maha Mantra Hare Krishna,
which is the solution to all problems in this world,
el cual es la solución a todos los problemas en este mundo,
which is the greatest thing in this world,
lo cual es lo más grande que hay en este mundo,
it is the only thing of value in this age of Kali.
Es lo único que tiene algún tipo de valor en esta era de Kali.
But there are offenses to be concerned with chanting Hare Krishna.
Pero hay ofensas con las que hay que tener consideraciones cuando cantamos el mantra Hare Krishna.
There are 10 kinds of offenses.
Hay 10 tipos de ofensas.
And if we commit any one of them,
y si nosotros cometemos cualquiera de ellas,
then we will not experience love of God to its fullest extent.
Entonces no vamos a poder disfrutar del amor por Dios.
So Lord Chaitanya has given us another mantra.
Entonces, el Señor Chaitanya también nos ha dado este otro mantra.
By chanting this mantra,
y al cantar este mantra,
we've become free of offenses.
Nosotros nos liberamos de las ofensas.
Then we can chant Hare Krishna in ecstasy.
Y entonces, ahí podemos cantar Hare Krishna en éxtasis.
Repite. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Prabhu Nityananda.
Shri Advaita,
Gadadhara,
Srivasa,
Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. This is called the Pancha Tattva Mahamantra.
Este es llamado el Mahamantra Pancha Tattva.
Because Krishna did not come alone.
Porque Krishna no vino solo.
Just as when Krishna came 5,000 years ago,
tal como cuando Krishna vino hace 5,000 años atrás,
he came with all of his associates in the spiritual world.
Él vino con todos sus asociados que tiene en el mundo espiritual.
So since Lord Chaitanya is Krishna,
entonces, en cuanto el Señor Chaitanya es Krishna,
his personal associates also came.
Sus asociados personales también vinieron.
So we have Lord Chaitanya, and then Prabhu Nityananda. Prabhu Nityananda is Lord Balaram. Sri Advaita is Mahavishnu. Gadadhar is an expansion of Radharani. And Srivas is the great Saint Narada Muni. And along with them,
y junto con ellos,
so many pure devotees.
Tantos devotos puros.
So we should chant this Pancha Tattva Maha Mantra.
Entonces, nosotros debemos cantar este Pancha Tattva Maha Mantra
before chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Antes de cantar el Maha Mantra Hare Krishna.
So let's do that.
Entonces, hagamos eso.
Let's do that. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara
Shrivas Hari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So now I would like to tell some nice stories about Lord Chaitanya.
Entonces, ahora me gustaría contarles algunas hermosas historias sobre el señor Chaitanya.
Lord Chaitanya lived for 48 years.
El señor Chaitanya vivió por 48 años.
24 years as a householder.
24 años como hombre de familia.
And 24 years as a sannyasi. The first part of his life was in Navadvip.
La primera parte de su vida fue en Navadvip.
And on the verge of his 25th birthday. On the verge of his 25th birthday.
Y a punto de cumplir los 26 años,
he took sannyas.
Él tomó sannyas.
He renounced this material world completely.
Él renunció completamente a este mundo material.
As a sannyasi, his headquarters was in Jagannath Puri. The first 6 years of his sannyas life,
los primeros seis años de su vida de sannyas,
he traveled throughout South India,
él viajó por India
and also visited Vrindavan.
Y también visitó Vrindavan.
The final 18 years of his life
y los últimos 18 años de su vida,
was simply trying to understand the benefits of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Fueron simplemente para poder entender los beneficios de cantar el Maha Mantra Hare Krishna.
Lord Chaitanya composed the Shikshastaka.
El señor Chaitanya compuso el Shikshastaka.
8 specific prayers.
8 oraciones específicas.
which gives us everything we need to know how to develop love of God. Centered around chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So for those final 18 years, he was tasting all the different elements of those Shikshastakam prayers. When Lord Chaitanya came to Jagannath Puri, the first preaching conquest, was to defeat the greatest Mayavadi scholar in all of India. His name was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And he became a fanatic follower of Lord Chaitanya. So once he was invited for prasad. Prasad. I can't wait. How many have been fasting all day? Very good. Very good. So, Sarvabhauma invited Lord Chaitanya for prasad. But Sarvabhauma had a very strange son-in-law. Okay, we're all in agreement?
Yes.
All right. All right. So, he was born a Brahmana. But he was a fault finder. We find such people even today. They're envious. They're jealous. And they're always finding faults in everybody but themselves. Such persons you should avoid. They're a waste of time. Just say Hare Krishna and go away. You don't have time to waste with fault finders. Every temple has one. Or two. Or three. So Sarvabhauma made a big feast for Lord Chaitanya. His wife was an expert cook. And they made nice feast for Lord Chaitanya. And Sarvabhauma knew that his son-in-law would try to come and create a disturbance. And there was only one door leading into the room. So he was there with a stick. So that if the son-in-law came, he would beat him. But at one moment, Sarvabhauma got distracted. And the son-in-law came. And he made some comment. Oh, look at this sannyasi. He eats so much. Sarvabhauma chased him. And chased his son-in-law away. Lord Chaitanya did not take offense. He was actually laughing. And Sarvabhauma fell down and begged forgiveness. And Sarvabhauma's wife said, our daughter should become a widow for what our son-in-law has done. So Lord Chaitanya finished eating, and Sarvabhauma walked him back to his home. And Sarvabhauma begged forgiveness. But Lord Chaitanya said, no problema. But that night, the son-in-law, his name was Amogha. He fell down deathly sick. He was dying because he had offended the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya was unaware. And Sarvabhauma and his wife were actually very happy. Ah, our prayer has come true. But then Lord Chaitanya was informed. Sarvabhauma's son-in-law is dying. Lord Chaitanya got up and ran to where Amogha was. This I like very much. Amogha had criticized him. But Lord Chaitanya had no animosity. He ran to where Amogha was. And Amogha was dying. Lord Chaitanya spoke to him. Amogha, you are a Brahmana. A Brahmana's heart is supposed to be clean. Why are you allowing these witches, jealousy, envy, to sit in your heart? But then Lord Chaitanya said, Amogha, get up and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Come on. Lord Chaitanya told Amogha that if you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Krishna will unfailingly give you his mercy. I love this word Prabhupada used in the translation. Unfailingly. How many people have complete faith in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? Very good. Now you get to prove it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Can I tell another story?
¿Puedo contarles otra historia?
Jai, thank you for your vote of confidence.
Muchas gracias por su voto de confianza.
I think you're liking this class.
Creo que les está gustando esta clase.
Jai, then I bless you.
Entonces lo bendigo.
I bless you that you achieve love of Godhead in this lifetime. Now, I want you to bless me that I also achieve love of God.
One more time.